Sorry.
All right, Pam, as soon as you'd like to start reading the script, you can go right ahead.
Good. I just hit the, I understand we're recording and I'll start speaking. So good evening. I'm calling this Bay State Road Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order today at 5 p.m., January 11th, 2022. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at https://www.boston.gov/publicnotices15779626 or by calling 301-715-8592 and entering ID 89717744060 hashtag. You can also submit written comments or questions to bbwcdc@boston.gov. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Boston Landmarks Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email. Hold on. At bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and we have commissioners Terry North, Pam Beal, and Tom Hotelling here, and I'm here as the staff person, Joe Cornish, Director of Design Review. And our first application was a continuance, and I don't see Doug here.
Did you go out, Joe?
I did, yes. Yeah, we met last Thursday, and we found a very suitable location for the shed. I see Alan Ginsberg. I don't know if he's here for this or for the, Joanne, does he live in your, is he an owner in your building?
He's our property manager.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so he's not for this.
All right, so why don't we, maybe we'll give Doug some time to log in. So we can go to the administrative review item, which is application 22.0733 BSR 21 Bay State Road at rear elevation, install vents for heat recovery ventilation system at two existing cellar window openings. And I reviewed this application. It is consistent with the guidelines. It's ventilation that'll be on the back street side of the building. It's completely reversible. However, it was brought to my attention just a few minutes ago that the condo association did not sign the application. So I believe the applicant is here. Wei, are you here as the applicant?
Yes.
So the application that you submitted, it was not signed by the condo association. Were you aware that the president of the condo association needed to sign the application?
I didn't. So they didn't tell me. Last communication was in November. They asked me to go ahead to apply with the society. So they didn't indicate that even before going to the society, I need their approval. But after this hearing, if we have the green light, we are going to submit a design proposal to the condo association anyway. So they will approve the proposal and then we are going to apply for the permit.
Okay, so this commission cannot review your application until you have the signature of someone who's authorized to sign for your condo board. So so I think what we'll need to do is just continue this until next month, and you can email me a copy of the signed application of whoever is authorized to sign for your condo board.
Yeah, So the condo actually did ask me about the application. I forwarded them the application maybe 1 week ago. So I'm not sure if they have reviewed the application or not.
Well, at this point. If I may say, we did receive it, but we didn't sign it before it was submitted. And what he's saying is that it should have been signed by one of the trustees before it was submitted, because we didn't see what you submitted until a week ago.
Yeah, so to be honest, with you, I didn't know that there's a process of approval from the condo. Anyhow, so yeah, so it's already submitted. We can just wait.
Okay.
All right, so I'll wait to hear back from you. You know, as soon as you can email me a signed application or, you know, a form that we have online from the condo board, that would be great. So we won't vote on this tonight.
And Joe, do we need a motion to hold off or?
No, because
it's an administrative matter at this point.
Yeah, it's incomplete. It's incomplete.
Good. Okay, so we'll treat it as an incomplete application.
All right, and.
So I don't need to call for public comments on that.
No.
Okay, good.
So if you wouldn't mind, why don't we do the minutes, if people have had a chance to review the minutes from the December 14th hearing.
And if they have, I can entertain a motion to approve them.
Yes.
A motion to approve.
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Good.
Thank you. Right. So I don't see Doug here, but what I will do is we won't vote on this, but I'll just show you the location. And I know Terry, you weren't at last month's.
No, I wasn't able hearing. To make it.
So we missed you. It's great to see you. But this was an application that we had for 58 Deerfield Street to install a tool shed. And here's the shed that they would like to install. And we continued this application to give me a chance to go and meet on site with the applicant. And unfortunately, we were able to identify a site right over, if you see my cursor here, mm-hmm. in this location. And you know, last month we were considering maybe something in this area here, but the good news, and I had asked if they could move it to this parking area, but obviously they don't want to give up any parking spots. Sure. Yeah, this is from Back Street. So the area they're looking at installing, it's going to be right in here. Mm-hmm. And this is from Deerfield Street. They didn't want to give up any parking. And, you know, I think it would be visible. Yeah, it would be visible if they had pit it there. So when I met with them last week, it looks like with the dimensions, they'll be able to hopefully put it over in this area. They'll probably have to do somewhat of a setback from this building here. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're, here's a close-up view.
And are they going to be able to fit it in with the walkway there without having to move the walkway? Because I remember that was one of the concerns that Doug had. So that looked
they were very pleased that, you know, when they looked at the dimensions, it was going to fit in here.
Great.
So, you know, we'll just have them come back next month, but that's a preview. And hopefully, you know, if you have any concerns, let me know now and I can respond to that.
So are they putting any fencing around it at all? They talked about that last time.
Yeah, they weren't proposing the door. Hopefully the door we would have opening towards the side here. So you wouldn't be looking at a door. You'd just be looking at the blank mm-hmm. wall itself.
And good that it's facing towards Back Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. And all the parking. Yeah.
Versus and when I was on site, they, you know, they did plant quite a bit of evergreens along here, mm-hmm. which, you know, at some point in the future, you won't be able to see inside here. But, you know, Tom, if we want to have them, you know, reconsider fencing or, you know, maybe shrubs, we had talked about some shrubs, some vegetation. Oh, wait, Doug is here. We can do this now. He should be joining.
Great.
Hello, Doug. You're muted, Doug.
I have to be the one. It happens every Zoom meeting.
No, this is perfect timing. So Pam, why don't you officially open the hearing for this, if you wouldn't mind going back and just reading the application number and address.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me pull that up again. Sorry. I just let it go, so hold on. So the application number is 22.0560BSR, 58 Deerfield Street, and Doug is here to present.
Yes, and Doug, I just walked through what we discussed on site, which was locating it in this area here, and I have some closer up views. This was the area we talked about.
Yes.
In here, and a close up.
Yeah.
And we were, one question, it seemed that the dimensions would fit, that you wouldn't need to move this sidewalk, which is good news.
Yes.
Would you be considering any screening such as fencing or vegetation?
Well, as we mentioned, Joe, when we were there, not fencing so much per se, but definitely greenery and shrubs, either some arbor vitae, but I think that these rhododendrons, which are just brand new, that are going to grow up, moving the ones we'll have to move to put the shed up as close to the wall as possible, have those arched back around so they will grow to cover, or at least look nice along the side of the shed, I think will be very nice. And also then we don't waste the plants they will grow and should look, they should grow, they should eventually they'll grow quite tall, of course, as we know roadies do. But, for the first several years, it'll still look nice with shrubbery up against the shed. Joe, you did mention the opening will be not facing where we are, but to our, to the right.
Right, towards the house, towards the building.
Yes, right.
So, yes. Doug, the rhododendrons, the plantings would be on this side of the shed, not on the yes. other side, or correct. On the side with the door.
Yes, correct. The other point that I mentioned to Joel when we were there was that we planted all around the perimeter of the property, I think they're called arborvitae, those shrubs that grow up and grow into a hedge. It will provide some privacy for the, for the garden space. A few of these trees have been taken down, though a number of them still remain, but all along the perimeter, including even onto the side of where it says 111, going onto that side of the property and wrapping around our arborvitae. So the actual visual of this shed will be minimal. And when you do look at it, of course, it'll be way over on the side by the parking and now with shrubs in front. There'll be an unbroken view of the building itself.
And you're going to be in touch with 111 Bay State Road about all of this. Is that right? Since it's now what's going on that corner?
We have very good relationships with them. They were delighted of the work we did in our garden.
I bet.
And they have told us that we had a little garden. You can see the wood fence, a little garden we had there. And they said they're happy with whatever we do there. They would far prefer, as a matter of fact, we talked to them now 2 years ago about putting a shed or something for our tools out there. And they said that'd be much better than just having them sit around the garden. All those pots, for instance, and things could be moved into a shed for the winter in that area. So they like the idea. But it was, and again, we don't actually have anything other than a courtesy there where there's no obligation on their part, but we've had very good relationships with them for, 30 years. So as you know, it's an MIT dorm. We've helped them out on some things and they've helped us out with others. We have a good relationship.
Great.
Good.
Yeah, it is as a little side point. The minister here, the Swami Tyagananda, has been a long 70-year tradition as both the chaplain at MIT and at Harvard. So there's occasions which there's actually some students in that house that then see him as a chaplain at MIT. So it again, like I say, is a good relationship.
Nice, creates a nice sense of community. That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So any other questions from the commissioners?
No, I think it looks great. What a great idea.
So, Joe, do you want me to ask for public comment now? I'll read that part. Okay, so members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on this application and discussions. So to do so, please raise your hand or type your question into the chat in the application via Zoom. If you are calling in, again, you can use *9 to raise your hand and we'll be happy to call on you, or you can send an email, bbwcdc@boston.gov. Joe, do you see any hands or?
No, I'm not seeing anyone raising their hand, and I'm not getting any messages in, and I didn't receive any public comment between this hearing and our last hearing.
Great. So without any other questions, I would entertain a motion to approve. If Joe, you don't have any other administrative issues about this?
No, I think, you know, it was a pleasure working with them, and, you know, it really helped to go out on site and walk the site with them. So I think we've come up with a good solution.
Great. Anybody want to make a motion then?
I'll make a motion to approve this project. I think it looks great.
Great. Tom, you want a second, or I can second, whatever's good.
Oh, go ahead, Pam.
Okay, I'll second it. And there's no administrative follow-up, right, Joe? So we don't have to add anything about that in the description of the motion. Okay, great.
No.
So all in favor then?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Great. Thank you, Doug. That was wonderful.
Well, thank you. And John, thank you for the time and the energy to come out. It was, and for working with us, it was deeply appreciated by both Swami and I.
It's a nice addition. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was our last bit of business. So we will, you know, follow up, and we'll have the 21 Bay State Road hopefully come back for admin next month once they have their paperwork in order.
Great. And you'll send us that as soon as you get it, and we'll mark the date on the calendar. And yes. Otherwise, I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay, then. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Okay, then.
All in favor? Aye. Good. All right, Joanne, so we'll see you next month.
Yeah, okay, well. Yeah, we'll see you next month. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay well and happy, healthy new year, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.